The question today is, what is Calvinism? Calvinism, of course, is a phrase that's coined by the doctrine that was presented by John Calvin back in the 1500s. He's a reformer, I guess you could say, who probably came out of the what we would call a Protestant, because he came out of the Catholic Church along some way or another, the Luther, Martin Luther, and all those during that time. I don't know exactly all about him, because I've not studied him that much. I've not read after him, and I'm almost thankful I hadn't read after him, because of what I understand that what he stood for. You see, what I understand, John Calvin persecuted the Baptist Brethren. And if he did that, I'm talking about in those days, of course, it's probably called Anabaptist at that time, and he also baptized infants, and so he didn't leave the Catholic Church further enough. So I could not even allow him to join our church if he was to come and present himself for membership, because of what I understand that he said. As I said, I've not read after him in depth, and neither do I desire to. You realize something? One time a boy went to was hired by the FBI to learn to detect counterfeit money down in Mississippi. And as he went to the up there to and went to school for 3 months, he came back home, and his daddy said daddy was just a simple farm fella. Nothing wrong with that. It's a good place to be. But yet he said, "Son," says, "what does counterfeit money look like?" And the boy said, "Dad, I don't know." He said, "Well, son, I thought the FBI hired you to learn to detect counterfeit money." He said, "They did, Dad." He said, "Son, what does it look like?" He said, "Dad," said, "I don't know." He said, "Well, what have you been doing all these 3 months?" He said, "Dad, all we've been doing these 3 months is studying the real, finding out what the real looks like. And then when counterfeit shows up, we know it's not real, so it's got to be counterfeit." You see what a problem today. Too many people go around studying other denominations, what they believe and what this one believes and what that one believes. If you'll just study the real, you won't have to worry about it, because whenever counterfeit comes up, it don't matter if it's even called Baptist. You'll automatically know it's not real, because the Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. So Calvinism has come up in the day and time. And by the way, you realize something. A lot of people have got some truth, and that's what the devil uses. He covers a lot of error with enough truth and transformed himself into an angel of light to deceive and lead people astray. And that's what's happening today. Now, any truth carried to extremes become error. And there's a fine line between truth and error many times. And what we need to do is find the middle of the road. You see, there's ditches on both sides of the road. And what's happened, many people with this easy believism has come along, and they have filled their churches full of lost people. They built mega churches even. And it was filled with lost people, because easy believism, there's not going to be any salvation out of that. You'd be surprised how many have denied the work of the Holy Spirit, even in salvation. When we deal with people and over emailing and internet, different things, we get a lot of response concerning those who will just really irate because we even think about Holy Ghost conviction and the Lordship of Jesus. Now, folks, I want to tell you, if you've not had a work of Holy Ghost conviction, you're not saved. And what happened, many of these preachers come out of these schools that were filled with easy believism professors that said you can do yourself, you can save yourself anytime you want to, you can be saved. All you got to do is just say these words and repeat after me and so forth. And they filled their churches full of lost people, and then they saw that wasn't working, because they were trying to make them live right. They were trying to keep preaching separation, and they had all kind of trouble trying to keep them in line. And they couldn't keep them in line. And so as a result, they said, "This is not right." Well, what they did before they got things in control, they went out of one ditch of that easy believism and got over in another ditch of fatalism, which is the extreme of Calvinism. It may be called hyper-Calvinism, and yet I read some of what I do read sometimes of some of these people. They believe that even Calvinism is those who believe that God chose some to heaven and some to hell. Well, that's not so. That's not that way. You see, as I said, everybody may have a little bit of truth, but that doesn't mean you necessarily need to fall for it hook, line, and sinker. Why, my clock is right 2 times a day that doesn't run, but I'm not going to wear a watch that doesn't run. because even though it's right two times a day. There's good food in the garbage can, but as long as I've got food, good food on the table, why should I go to the garbage can to get my food? And I'm not calling these all garbage necessarily, but I just know that we're living in a time when people are following after man instead of after God. I know some times ago somebody said, well, you need to read more of the old writers. And they're talking about the people of the 1500s, 1600s, 1700s. I read some of those things, and some of it I've got to watch how I read it, because if you take it hook, line, sinker, you're liable to get an error. And so I told this person, I said, well, I do read after the old writers. I read after Paul. And, of course, Paul wrote 14 books of the Bible, and I think that's a pretty good place to start. And, of course, Jesus, Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and all those. But I'm talking about getting back in the Bible. That's really the writers we need to read. It's all right to read commentaries. It's all right to look at some books and things of that nature, but you must verify it by the Bible, and the Bible sometimes it'll mess up a lot of so-called good commentaries and good doctrines that people have concocted. You see, if you've got something that's contrary to the book in any place, it's wrong. And so therefore I stay with Paul. You see, Calvin come along. If you want to follow Calvin, you're just following somebody 1,500 years too late. It's what it amounts to. So I am not a Calvinist. I'll declare that. Therefore, I do not follow the doctrines of Calvinism. Now, I am called a Calvinist many times by many people because I believe salvation is of the Lord. And when you say salvation is of the Lord, it takes a work of Holy Ghost conviction. They want to identify that with Calvinism. And they did purport that, if you please, in a sense. But yet and still, they went too far with it. Many of them do today. And many of them even using Calvinism to practice their easy believism tactics. And they've never had a work of real grace done in their heart, because they say what's going to be is going to be. And that's not right. Now, Calvinism is the one. I know that we talk about the free will of man. That's what many men purport, and that's not really right. You see, man's will is bound by the flesh, the world, and the devil, if you please. I mean, and it's God's got to work to loose that through the sanctification work of the Spirit, the sanctifying work of the Spirit. And when he comes, he looses your ability to think on God. You see, man in his natural state doesn't even have any consciousness toward God. But when God awakens him, then he can move toward God. And therefore, by the way, everything the Lord tells you, as far as any exhortation and any command, if his voice speaks to you, I'm not talking about some words you read or what some preacher tells you. I mean, when God quickens that voice, his voice inside you, and quickens that word, that phrase, or that message that some preacher preached, and it comes from God to you, whatever that exhortation is, he'll enable you to act on that. He'll enable you to do that. And therefore, that's his work. And salvation is of the Lord. There's no doubt about that. It's of the Lord. And so therefore, we need to get back to with the book, what the Bible says. And yet, I know that many times Calvinism's considered to be talk about the sovereignty of God. Well, I believe God's sovereign. I understand that. I mean, he's chief, supreme, above all others, for there is no other. So we need to understand that. But God never chose someone to die and go to hell without his work being done in some form or fashion. Somebody says, it's like any, many, mighty, mole. This unto hell, this unto heaven. If that be the case, that means that babies in the womb are going to die and go to hell, and God's not that way. You take the children of Israel did not enter in at Kadesh Barnea. He spared all of them, 20-year-old and down, in Deuteronomy 1:39, because they had no knowledge of good and evil. So therefore, they wasn't chosen to die, if you please, and they wasn't chosen to fatalism in that sense. And so what's happened today, men have come out of the ditch of easy believism and moved over to the ditch of fatalism. They're not all the way in it. They're almost all the way in it. And as a result, they've not stopped in the middle of the road in liberty of just saying, hey, I'm going to stay with Paul. I'm going to stay with him in the Word of God, because he's the one God chose to write 14 books of the Bible. And so therefore, we need to find the right thing. So Calvinism is a doctrine that's formulated by man who left out of the Catholic Church, but he still held on to some of the doctrines of the Catholic Church. Protestant, if you please, But I'm not a Protestant. I'm a Baptist. I'm not protesting anything. I want to stand for what the Word of God says. What they may or may not have always been called Baptists. They were called Anabaptists and Paulicanists and Waldenists. If you'll read the Trail of Blood sometime, you'll see what the price has been paid for those who are not Protestant. But yet, after around the 1500s, there began to be a move of the Reformation and coming out and moving over. Some of them came out of the era, but they didn't come all the way out, so they still brought enough along with them that they're still in trouble, if you please, today. Well, at any rate, that's what happened. Many men have, and by the way, many of them, I read some of the writings, what I have tried to read, because I have to be able to answer some questions that people have given us from time to time. But I just got through reading a little bit about a person who said he was saved at an altar of a church that didn't even believe truth about salvation. Folks, I'm going to tell you, you don't get saved at an altar or with untruth. Now, you may be saved in a place, but you're going to have truth. And if you've had truth, you'll come out of that untruth. And this man went on to preach in that particular so-called denomination. And then he said after he began to read the Bible, he saw that it wasn't what the denomination stood for. And so therefore he changed his conviction, which is good. But yet he never had a time and a place where he had a work of God done in his heart. A sanctification work of the Spirit, according to what he said. Said he was saved back there and went those 10 years in error, preaching error. No. That does not happen. And that's where many of those men are. They come out of that ditch, but they never stop in the middle of the road and allow the Lord to do a work in their heart. They just say, well, I was saved back there, but now I've come to a new conclusion, a new conviction, and it's good to have new convictions if they're based on the Word of God. But you must have a work done of the Holy Ghost of God in your heart. You don't stay in error and then come out and go into another error just because easy believism don't work. Why you want to get over here in fatalism? Let's get in the middle of the road where salvation's the Lord, where it's His work. And don't have to call it any ism or schism or whatever you want to call it, but just stand where we need to stand and be what God wants it to be. See, Calvinism leaves out man's responsibility. Man's got a responsibility to move toward God when God moves toward him. But you know, when God does a work, it'll be his work. And even what he enables you to respond to his tug at your heart, to his drawing, to his conviction, and to his call, the effectual call. It's an effectual call, but you can respond to it because he enabled you. And you'll say, he did it all. To God be the glory. But that's in the middle of the road. That's not in Calvinism. That's not over in the other ditch of what they call Arminianism, which is believing lose your salvation or easy believism. Well, may God help us to see. Well, I believe I'll just stay with the book and the old writers, especially Paul, as he was ordained of God and moved on by God, and God breathed the word through him for 14 books. So I'll stay with him. This is Edgar Lee Pascal, host of Ask the Pastor, saying good day to you until we meet again on the air. Or in the air. May the good Lord bless you is our prayer. In Jesus' name, amen.